Our recent segments of Daily Bread have been devoted to the 15th Psalm and the questions David asked of Jehovah, namely, Jehovah, who shall sojourn in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? David addressed these questions, one, negatively, that is, characteristics an individual should not have, and two, positively, that is, characteristics an individual should have. Our consideration today appeals to the positive characteristics of those who sojourn in Jehovah's tabernacle, who dwell in his holy hill, namely, those who honoreth them that fear Jehovah. Any who will sojourn in the tabernacle of Jehovah or dwell in Jehovah's holy hill will have a definite attitude toward God and his people. When the Apostle Peter was sent to Cornelius, he deduced from the events that followed and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is acceptable to him." Acts 10:34-35. And thus we understand that God-fearers are acceptable to God. However, honoring them that fear Jehovah is no common virtue, seeing that the world regards them as the offscourging of all things, as the Apostle Paul attested to when he said, "We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye have glory, but we have dishonor. Even unto this present hour, we both hunger and thirst and are naked and are buffeted and have no certain dwelling place. And we toil, working with our hands, being reviled, we bless, being persecuted, we endure, being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world, the offscourging of all things, even until now." 1 Corinthians 4:12-13. Jesus also taught the subject when he said to the apostles, "If the world hateth you, ye know that it hateth me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love its own. But because ye are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, a servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me." John 15:18-21. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul saying, "Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. In love of the brethren, be tenderly affectioned one to another, in honor preferring one another." Romans 12:10. Do you honor them that fear Jehovah? Would you be allowed to sojourn in Jehovah's tabernacle or dwell in Jehovah's holy hill?